What do you call something with oars that a person gets into to row himself across a river?
Oars, the paddles, don't you know?
Yeah, but something with oars. And he gets into one of these things and rows himself across.
It's a rowboat.
Do you have any other names for rowboats?
No, I don't. Hey, this is that lady sitting. She'll carry it up in just a few minutes.
I'll hide it over here.
Yes, you will.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pain.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one?
Beat him up.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
Calf is the back part of the legs.
Are you familiar with the terms haunches or hunkers to mean that?
That's really.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say to a child, you might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Skimp one, isn't he?
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
A queer.
When would you use the word slouchy or tacky?
Well, when somebody looked that way, to me.
Well, if you said somebody looked tacky, what would you mean?
Well, they'd have on clothes that didn't come or wasn't dressed right or something.
Okay. And what about slouchy? Would that be different from tacky?
Well, it'd be dirty, I think.
Okay. And could these words be used for a woman as well as for a man?
Yes.
What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed to kill.
And if you were talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
the same thing I would say.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he certainly is what for his age?
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy. Not yet.
Children let me go with TV. I am
a mom. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old dilapidated house that spirits might live in?
Haunted house, some people call them.
Okay. Have there ever been any haunted houses in Poole?
Well, they said there were when I was a child, but I didn't believe it. Now I did too, one that was up on the hill when the school was started. That was an old house, had been there a long time, and it stayed vacant a long time. And we was afraid of it when we was children.
Well,
go across to the cemetery across St. Hill and do work over there in the lots and clean off our lot, and other people would go and we'd be afraid to stop in their house.
Well, did you ever hear any stories about it, about people seeing things? Or?
Well, you know, there's people that always made out like they seen things, but I don't think they did.
Yeah.
I never did see anything.
Let's see, a person might be afraid to go in a haunted house because he'd be afraid he'd see...
ghosts.
What are some things that people say bring bad luck?
Walking under a lamp, opening an umbrella in the house,